T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is The Drive on KFH.
All right, welcome back. This is The Drive on KFH Radio, hour number 2. Bob Lutz, Jason Duda with you. Jeff will be back here on Monday.
Will he, though? Will he?
Well, he's got some weather to deal with, potentially, out there in Missouri. So, you know, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
You know what? Nobody knows until
Monday. It's unpredictable.
Very true, Bob. Very true. Every day is unpredictable.
They're telling you now that you're going to get some noisy weather coming up on Sunday.
So it's an inside day? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I'd say so. All right, we're going to talk about the teams we love to watch suffer. And we welcome phone calls at 869-1240. But I am dying to know the team you're going to roll out there. And I got a feeling it's going to make some people mad.
Do you want to know it?
Of course I do.
It's the Dallas Cowboys.
See, that's not a shock. But why is it the Dallas Cowboys?
You know, I think it's because when I got down here, that's all I heard about. That's all. I mean, everybody, Dallas, the Cowboys. And obviously, you know, when I started, I was in Oklahoma, so it was right there as well. And then coming here into 96. But it was always Dallas, always the Cowboys. The Cowboys are the greatest. They're everything. Tony Romo is one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. No, he's not. He's not. He did nothing. What, he went 2 playoff games in his career? Well, and one he shouldn't have because of an awful pass interference call against Detroit in that game down the sideline.
But you weren't even around.
But this, for me, just like on Thanksgiving, everybody was passed out sleeping. I wanted to watch, and I have absolutely nothing to do with Buffalo or Dallas. I have nothing to do with fantasy. I wanted to watch that game on that day because I wanted to make sure Dallas lost.
So you'll be watching the Rams this Sunday.
What did I take the Rams for? 7.
Well, you weren't
figure
even
it out.
You weren't even around for here in these parts. I don't know if you follow them closely from Canada, but what about when the Cowboys were a dynasty, when they were really good?
Hey.
They had their moments.
They did.
They got in their shots.
1997 was my first NFL game in Dallas.
Why'd you
front go? Front row. Wait, we were playing, and Wellesley had 2 tickets, and he just said he was giving them to the 2 guys that played the best for the last week, and it happened to be myself and Travis Clayton.
Of course.
And
who'd they play?
Oh, God, who did they play?
Did they win or lose?
They lost,
were
and it was a low-scoring game. Not at that time. I was just there. We were just there. We were 2 Canadian kids. We didn't know
what the hell you were doing.
But we got Wellesley knew one of the guys who was dating one of the Dallas cheerleaders, so she gave us her 2 tickets, which are built onto the front of the stadium, the old stadium. So we were right. I mean, we were right there. We missed the first 4 minutes of the game just watching people. It was crazy.
Well, good for
but
you.
But it was a lot of fun.
So, but your hatred I remember for Mike, them came my, later.
I do remember Michael Irvin had a chance to tie it up. Aikman threw a pass down deep down the left side and overthrew him by about 2 feet, and other than that, they had no offense. The game wasn't great, but it was fun to go to.
All right, let's get DJ in on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. DJ, how are you?
I'm pretty good, Bob. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Got a couple things real quick. High school scores, you can look at catchatkansas.com. You mentioned earlier you didn't have a place to go do that, so. Anyway, I
have trouble finding them there, to be honest with you. But go ahead.
Oh, okay. The team I love to see struggle is the Patriots.
Ah, there it is. You looked right over at Max.
Look, he got on the phone. He's going to hang up on him. Look at.
Thanks, DJ. I told you that will not be uncommon.
No, but like we talked about earlier, it's because they win.
It's because they win, and it's because, frankly, Every time some controversy comes out, it involves the dang Patriots.
Exactly. And we have another one right now.
Right.
Against Cincinnati. Of all teams, we're on to Cincinnati.
Nobody likes teams that win all the time, right? I've dealt with that with my St. Louis Cardinals. Although we don't win titles quite the way the Patriots do.
No, that's true.
Here's the real Dave giving us a call. Dave?
Hey, guys. Want to thank you for letting me in the door the other day to meet you guys
in person. And security dropped the ball on that. Don't worry about it, Dave.
Yeah, no, they didn't drop the ball. They kicked my – never mind. I just want to say for everybody listening out there that – and, of course, anybody calling in knows this. The funniest, nicest, most approachable person involved with this program is Max.
Why do you say that?
Well, because he really is, Bob. He's never upset at me. He's never, even if I rag on those worthless cheating guys from New England, he's not mad at me over anything. He laughs. He's jovial.
You should see his face right now after that comment.
We love Max.
To kick me? Yeah, he's the best. But no, I hate anything to do with those purple pansies, the Silotech University from Manhattan.
Wow.
Even though I have kids that went to school there, and my best friend went to school there.
How does your kids and best friend go there and you despise them? How is that?
Well, there's got to be a reason. My kids, they're my stepkids, so I didn't have a chance to teach them correctly when they were younger. No, to educate them correctly when they were younger. My daughter's 32 years old. She still will not wear anything that's purple clothing. That's how much she dislikes K-State. My best friend, you know, from Ellsworth, Kansas, out there in farm country, I mean, you know, they didn't really have much of a choice. It was either Fort Hays State or Silotech, and most of them chose Silotech. So,
thanks, Dave. There you go. K-State with a nod. We got Dan next. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Bob. This is directly at you.
Bring it,
no
Dan.
No one else but you. Raiders. Nobody likes the Raiders, man.
Including me.
You love the Raiders. That's awful.
I'm done with them.
Yeah, but that's a bandwagon jumper is all you're doing.
Hey, I've been a Chiefs season ticket holder for years. I hated the Raiders ever since they were back when the Jim Plunkett days.
Hey, Dan, I want you not to hang up, and this is directed right at you. The team I like to see suffer, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Bob, you don't mean
that. How do you like that?
Really?
I just said it.
You did.
Bob, you're going to start an uproar in the 316. That's what you're going to do.
Why?
Thank you, Dan.
Why? Why do you like to see them suffer? I got to hear that.
I've always felt
like
Wichitans have been the stepchild of Kansas City. Oh, Kansas City. I'm not one of those. I don't need Kansas City. Okay? And it's only gotten worse now that the Kansas City Star basically runs the Wichita Eagles sports department. I'm not a big fan of Kansas City. I never have been. Notice that I've never been a Chiefs fan or a Royals fan. That's okay.
It's fine. But that's why.
It's a lot of reasons.
Well, I know there's got to be some more.
I could have chosen to become a Kansas City Chiefs fan, but everybody does it. Who needs another one? I'm not that guy. Hey, he does it, so I'm going to become... No. I've lived my life in this town or in Derby. You think I've seen a few Chiefs fans in my life?
Couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have I jumped on board with them?
No.
No.
But you jumped on board with Virgil in Baltimore.
Well, I have nothing against Baltimore.
Well, that's true. I'll give you that.
You want to know my history with Baltimore?
Absolutely, I do.
I kind of liked the Baltimore Bullets growing up when they had Elvin Hayes and Wesley Unseld and Jack Maron and Mike Reardon. And I could go on and on. I kind of liked that team. Dave Stallworth went to that team after he was traded from the Knicks. So I kind of got a thing for Baltimore. Never minded the Orioles. I'm okay with Baltimore. Let's get to Jeremy. I'm fired up all of a sudden.
I like it.
Jeremy.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. And I want to reiterate what the real Dave said. I agree with him. As much as I love you, Bob, Max is like the most down to earth, coolest guy. Like he's
Max
he's
has
awesome.
Nothing over there. Max, what does Max awesome. Say?
Max is pretty good when he calls. Like when he calls me for Thursdays, Max is he is the man.
What's he say? That's so great.
Well, you're gonna have to get on the other end of it every once in a while.
Right. Like,
we're not gonna give it away. Us listeners and fans aren't giving it away, right?
Right. Like Max is just awesome. Like he is a great guy. Now I have two, Bob, that I like to see.
Wait a minute. I used to be your favorite. I'm not going. I'm not going quiet.
You are my favorite. I didn't say you weren't my favorite.
All right,
you
go
are,
ahead.
Bob.
All right, we're back in good graces. Who are your two?
The Chiefs and the Cowboys both.
Yeah, I don't like that. I like it when the Cowboys lose too.
Well, their fans, like both teams' fans, have like the most. They're kind of the. They think they're the upper echelon fans, but neither of them win anything. So it's great.
Well,
when
the Cowboys
they lose
have
and stuff.
Won.
Yeah, but not since '97.
Right.
So, but thanks for taking my call,
thank
guys.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Have a good weekend.
869-1240. This thing's now gotten into some dangerous territory.
This is where it's supposed to be. I like it.
When a guy in Wichita, Kansas starts saying he likes to see the Chiefs lose, look out. It could get dangerous.
Game on. Game on.
But you're
on.
Not willing to say that.
Well, I don't have nothing
you, but,
against
but
the Chiefs.
You're not, but you're not a Chiefs fan, are you?
I'm not a Chiefs fan, but I have zero nothing against the Chiefs. But if the Chiefs are playing the Jets, I'm cheering for the Chiefs.
What if they're playing the Patriots?
Well, it depends. I got Edelman in my fantasy draft, so
oh
they can win.
God. You're
but
that
I need,
guy?
I need Edelman to have a good game. Well, if you're asking me, yeah.
I'm asking you.
Well, you got the answer.
I can't control the answer.
No, you can't. And if you don't want to know the answer, don't ask
I
the
asked.
Question. Come on, Bob.
Chuck is next at 869-1240. Hello, Chuck.
Hello, Bob. Hello, Jason. Hey, listen, I just want to throw in my vote for the Max Fest.
Who?
The Max Fest. Max is cool.
Max is cool?
Oh, Max. All right, well, Max is the big star of the show, apparently.
Good for him today. Attaboy, Max. Eh?
Way to go, Max.
Don't smile.
They
Don't
love
do
you,
it.
Max.
Don't. There it is. There it is.
Okay.
I'd never seen him smile before.
So what's he? I'm just dying to know what he says. What does he say, Chuck?
Well, it's pretty cool, but I can't say it on radio.
Oh, okay. All right. What? Who do you love to see suffer?
For maybe from an outside Wichita perspective, I've got two. I can't put them in order, but Green Bay and the Cubs.
I'm glad to hear you say the Cubs. That would be on my list too. For sure, as a Cardinals fan. So thank you, Chuck.
You're welcome, Bob.
And I can see Green Bay, too. I have it more in football than any other sport, for whatever reason.
Yeah,
in baseball,
the
Cubs, to some degree, the Yankees.
Yeah, but that's because a lot of people hate the Yankees because they just buy it all the time.
I pretty much like to see every team suffer
except
the
Cardinals.
Cardinals,
right? Yeah, exactly. And you
I'm
love
to
see
grips
Cleveland.
With that.
And I guarantee you, you love to see Cleveland. Somewhere.
I'm going to be honest with you. That Jeff's in another state.
That
I
doesn't
pull
matter.
For the Indians.
What?
I know. I want him to experience a championship. Don't tell him. And by God, if this gets back to him, I'll deny it. Max, erase this. Do not allow this tape. To be heard.
Wow, you're an Indians fan, a closet
no, I didn't
Indians
say that.
Fan.
I said I'd
cheering
like,
for the Indians
no,
is I, being a fan.
I'd like to see him win for his sake. But then if they get close to winning, I don't know. They got close in game 7 against the Cubs. I wasn't that heartbroken when they didn't win.
See?
And that was even the Cubs.
And that was the
Let
Cubs?
Let me think about this.
And that was the Cubs?
Let's get back to the phones. Pete is next. Pete, how are you? Pete, are you there? All right, Pete, you're going to have to call back because it didn't work out. Let's
Obviously.
See if Chris is on the line. Chris?
I am on the line. How's it going, guys?
It's going just fine.
Good, good. Hey, this is an easy one for me, and all I have to say is I'm a Red Sox fan, so I cannot stand the Yankees, and I'm And I'm not going to say Patriots because I'm not going to do Mac. By the way, I'm going to echo. Max is really going to get a big head now. He is a cool guy. I like him. Good guy. So he's getting all the credit today. But super guy, always friendly on the radio when I call, and you guys are awesome too. By the way, so
Max is overdone. I mean, come on, let's be honest.
Hey, give him his day, man. Now people are appreciative.
It's good that Max is getting some run today.
I like it. That's awesome.
Good job, Max. Here's Ralph. Ralph is next. Ralph. Oh, Max is so damn good, we can't get anybody on the line.
He's talking to him. He's making everybody comfortable before they get on.
Is that what it's...
I'm guessing that's probably what it is.
Hey, Earl.
There is no question the show should be called The Max Drive. I'm a Team Max guy.
What is he doing? Is he handing out liquor? Look, what's going on?
I don't know, but I'm calling a number right now.
you're like a lumpy oatmeal sometimes, and Max is some milk to smooth that out, you know? He's a little sweet with your salty, so we need that. But, you know, when we're talking hatred, besides the obvious, the Raiders, you know what? The New York Yankees can pound sand. The Yanks just make me want to just hurl. No Yankees in this house. But hey, Max, he demands.
All right, there's another vote of confidence for our producer, Max Power.
That's impressive.
This is good to know that the experience of being on this show for callers starts off really well. Then it goes straight down.
Exactly.
When they're
maybe that's what Max knows he needs. In order
maybe
to keep
that
his
is.
Job, he needs to make sure that he keeps everybody happy because he knows they're going to get just pummeled when they get on the air.
That's probably it.
That's my guess. Not saying that that's true, but that's what I'm going
with.
That's
the only thing we have to go on. Hello, Pete. Thanks for your call to the show.
Yeah, not cutting me off this time?
Pete, you didn't answer. And if you say that again, I'll cut you off.
Because you can call back
and talk to Max. How's that?
Well, I am a good Team Max guy, but I'm a Boston guy, so of course for me.
Oh, you guys are buddies already.
And the Raiders. Can't stand, guy hate both of those, being a Boston guy.
Who's that? The Yankees and who else?
And the Lakers.
Okay, that makes sense. Thanks, Pete.
Yeah, I was waiting to hear the Lakers.
Yeah, if you're a Boston guy, you're going to hate the Lakers.
If you're a Lakers guy,
you're going to hate Boston.
Only makes sense.
I get it. Who wouldn't get it?
Never mind. I'm not going to say.
Ralph is next. Hey, Ralph.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
All right. Anything to say about Max?
Max is the very best.
What is he doing?
It should be called the Bob, Jeff, and Max Show.
What is he doing? Dude, tell me.
No, I'm not going to. Hey.
He's very friendly. He's very helpful. He's just the best.
There you go.
How is he helpful? You take a call, you press a button, and boom.
It gets you to the front of the line. I like that. So
I get you to the front of the line.
No, Bob, now.
I'm the one.
Now you're just trying to take credit for Max.
Go ahead,
Why would you do that to him?
Go ahead, Ralph.
My list is I can't say my list because I would offend about half the people in this area, but I will say I totally agree with the Cubs thing. Can't stand the Cubs. If they went 0-162, I would love it. And I can't stand the Red Sox, unfortunately, like those two guys previously.
So you wanted to say the Chiefs, didn't you?
No. I'm okay with the Chiefs.
Royals?
The Chiefs are fine. What now?
Royals?
I'm okay with the Royals.
You want to say Shockers, don't you?
I love the Shockers. They're fine. So.
KU.
Anyway, that's all I got.
K-State.
Not saying anything about
Dallas.
Have a good day.
Dallas, Oklahoma.
Let him off, man.
No, that was kind of
fun. No wonder he didn't like you.
Oh, that's okay. I'll get over it. I'll sleep just fine tonight.
Oh, always. You know what? I hope you lose. I don't know what you're competing in.
Yeah, what am I competing in?
We've got Steve next. Hello, Steve.
Hey, I like Max because when I call, he picks up the phone and he says, "Hey, Steve," and he treats me. So I like that.
Well,
he's
so
nice.
What? I could get a trained monkey from the zoo to
wow,
do that.
Wow.
I mean,
wow,
yeah, Max blocks your music.
That is
sometimes
awful,
I like
Bob.
That. Just personally to me. Anyway,
we love. I mean, he picks up the phone.
Judah. I think you don't there's a lot about hating the Yankees that you probably don't even understand, just in a Canadian at all.
Okay, fill me in.
Okay, do you know the Yankee fans are the worst? That's the deal. Do you know what the Yankee fans did when they won their 28th pennant? They won the American League pennant 28 times when they tore Yankee Stadium apart because they hadn't won in like a decade or so. Just tore it apart. They had to rebuild the thing refurbish the thing to have the World Series lost. But that's why we hate the Yankees.
All right, thanks, Steve. I don't understand why Max is so nice to these people.
Why are you so worried about what Max says? These are people calling in saying that they appreciate Max, and you're getting all wound up about it. You should be happy that somebody on your team is getting a lot of praise today. That should make you feel good. Instead, you're trying to knock them down.
That's being a good teammate.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Max.
Wow.
All right.
That was almost heartfelt.
But I'm just now told Joanna can't be on the show on Tuesdays either. So we'll have to figure that out.
Well, that's up to you.
We'll have to figure that out. I'm a problem solver.
Oh, guaranteed you are.
We'll be back. The Drive, KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.